we set ourselves up. We really did.
Recently, we were talking about how intimate time, you know, doesn't just mean sex. Although if you're married, you should be having sex as long as that's possible.
As long as it's safe and whatever.
But there are other things that are intimate time, which is just like, you know, cuddle time on the couch watching TV or a movie or whatever, you know, holding hands, just enjoying a nice long hug, you know. Kissing, obviously, like all of those types of things are also like scratch that same like need for intimacy. So the fact that all those things, like all those desires, were just built up over a month, and honestly longer than that for me. Like I had definitely been lusting over you for a lot longer than that. You know,
it's okay, let's be real.
Yeah,
let's say it like it is.
No, it was. I mean, I was desiring you, and part of that was a godly desire, you know, to like be with you, but it was also lust.
Yeah,
because I thought that you were really attractive. Still do.
Thanks.
Yeah, so there was a struggle once we got in the same room, because you're right, like we couldn't release even just a little bit of that energy, just like a little bit of that desire, just by the kinds of physical touches that would have been appropriate for that point in our relationship. Well, welcome everybody. This is episode 7, When God Writes a Love Story, with Joshua and Rayanne. I am Joshua.
I'm Rayanne.
And thanks so much for watching and listening. Do us a favor real quick. Please like the video. Subscribe if you haven't already. We definitely appreciate you guys who have subscribed and have been listening to our story. This is going to be the final edition of this part of our story. We're going to continue our story on other platforms or other podcasts, I should say.
Oh, yeah.
Our podcast, In Bed by 10, is scheduled to make its release TBD. Okay. So we'll let you guys know. Just keep watching these feeds. Ring that notification bell. If you guys are on the audio platforms, please leave us a rate, review. We really appreciate that. If it's 5 stars, thanks so much. Other than that, I guess we can just get into it. Start right from where we left off.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So
we got baptized.
We did.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That was great.
And then you left, and I was very sad.
Well, I had to go back to Georgia.
Blech.
Obviously. You know, we didn't just move in together immediately. I mean, we still at this point aren't even dating, okay, at this point in the story, but that's about to change. Sorry for hitting the mic. So let's see. How did that happen? I guess we were just on the phone, on FaceTime, the way that we normally were.
Always were.
Every day. Every night. Really. Yeah. We both worked during the days, usually.
Also, sorry, 1 second. Side note. If you guys know a word that is like jinx, but isn't jinx, let us know. Because we definitely just said the same thing at the same time. We were just talking about that. Just leave it in the comments below.
Leave it in the comments.
You can come up with an alternative for jinx.
Right, or if your family says something besides jinx, you know, because I don't really know what that means. I guess we could have looked it up.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I don't want to just be saying something. I don't even know what it is, you know?
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
So we were on the phone on FaceTime, and I can't really remember. You might have to tell this part of the story. I can't really remember like what led to this. I don't know if you can.
I just decided to have this conversation. So he left and I was like, I don't want to be with anyone else. I don't want him to be with anyone else. I don't care that he's 1,000 miles away. Now that I know what it's like to be in his presence. Oof. His presence. I gotta have him. I want that one, you know? I want to be with him. So those were the thoughts going through my head. And I just kind of brought it up. I was like, what do you want? obviously, oh, yeah, we already knew. You all know what he wanted at this point. I knew what he wanted at this point. And then you said it again, and I was like, well, what if you could just have what you wanted now, like starting today, something like that.
And I think
I was saying,
like,
it so weird.
Yeah, you were being very vague.
I was just trying to be dramatic.
You thought that it was like a movie, like a movie scene.
I was trying to come up with that right, like, line for the scene.
Yeah, she was writing her own scene. Yeah. And it was beautiful. Okay. But no, I think I was like, you were vague enough where I was like, are you serious? Like, you mean like that? Like, is that what you mean?
Because you've been
like,
very unclear this whole time.
I need some clarity.
Know.
Please just tell me in plain English if you want me to be your boyfriend or not. Like, do you want to be my girlfriend? Yes or no? Please check one. Is what I was kind of thinking in my mind. So I asked you something like that, like, are you for real? Like,
mm-hmm.
And you were like, yeah.
And I was then, like, yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
And then I started crying. And it was.
And that was just confirmation right there. Yeah. I was like, all right. Yep.
I don't cry very often.
He doesn't.
I'm not a very outwardly emotional person, you know.
It's all
very,
like, up here.
Yeah. I'm very sensitive and very thoughtful, I'd like. But not like, yeah, I don't usually cry. I don't get too like high or too low, too angry or too sad or too even too happy. Like, honestly, there's a lot of things that I just kind of like, that's great. And that is, you know, that, like, it could be the most exciting news in the world. And I'm like, that's awesome. You know, like, that's kind of my reaction to things a lot of the time. So, yeah, I cried because it was very like, emotional. It was very much like a,
it was so sweet,
a release, kind of a like a relief, honestly, mm-hmm. that I was feeling, and like this, you know, this thankfulness. I started praising God. I think I just kind of put the phone like off to the side so you couldn't really see me, and I was
I was just staring at my ceiling with my twinkly lights, laying on the bed, because it was pretty late at this point.
Did you cry too? I don't remember.
I don't know. I usually do cry, but I don't know if I did. I think I was just really happy, and I was just like, oh, he's so cute. That's so sweet. I've never heard or seen him cry in this whole year that I've known him. Ever been that? Well, except maybe like you got really excited right after we got out of the water when we got baptized, but you weren't crying.
No, I wasn't crying. Yeah, so then that was when we officially started dating. That was May 28th, 2021.
Yes.
Was the date there.
I always forgot that date the whole time we were dating. I was like, when did we start dating?
Well, it could have been, it was so late at night. Like, I think it was
after. It could have been the 27th.
It could have been the 27th. But I was like, technically, like, I'm going to do this like a birth, right? You know, like. You know, usually I'm the kind of person where it's like, if it's still nighttime, like the night before, I'm still like, if it's Friday night and we go up past midnight, you know,
it's still Friday night.
I'm not gonna
it's
say
not
it's
tomorrow.
Saturday morning.
It's not tomorrow until the morning.
It's night, exactly. It's not tomorrow until the morning hits. But
except for this
like,
time,
for something like that, where you have to like set a date, it's like it technically happened on the 28th, even with the time difference. So that would have been crazy if it had happened at a different time
in like each state. Yeah. Dang it.
Then what would have, I guess we would have had to go with Central Time because that's where we've ended up. Anyway,
are you okay with that?
Yeah.
You just did a little eyebrow raise. I was like, is that cool?
Yeah, it's great out here in Wisconsin. I do like it. Yeah. So that was that, and then we were dating, and then we, you know, that starts the long distance dating part of our relationship, which obviously we'd been long distance the whole time, long distance friends, long distance maybe something more than friends, and then long distance, not friends at all, and then long distance, friends again, and now long distance dating. So
officially
long distance dating, but we had met in person. We waited until we at least met in person, which I think was smart, you know, because things are different when you meet in person.
Very different.
Also, being in a long distance relationship is hard. If anybody can relate to that, I feel for you. I know a couple of people who are also attempting long distance relationships, and it's hard to make them last, because one of the, and we'll talk about this more on our podcast too, but a very important part of just any relationship is nearness, you know, is for a romantic relationship, physical touch is a big thing, and we couldn't do that.
Yeah, couldn't even hold hands.
Yeah,
couldn't even give you a hug.
Right, literally, that's all I would have wanted.
Couldn't even look you in the eye.
Right, exactly.
You know, that's so hard.
You know, it's so much harder to like keep a connection when you're not doing those things. Not that we weren't keeping a connection, but we were just yearning. You know, they're just burning with passion, as Paul would say.
I think something that's totally different too, which we didn't fully experience this at this point, is like nearness in terms of being near to your situation, being in the present moment, like tackling life in the moment together and experiencing things together, rather than you have your set time at the end of your separate days where you're just talking all night and you're kind of displaced from each other's lives. That's definitely a huge difference too, which can like be a bit of a surprise and learning curve when you come together physically, because I don't understand how you would react to a certain situation the way I did now, like did after.
Well, because it's also, it's hard
just
for
worded
us.
That so weird. I was not in the same tense for any of those words. That really bothered me. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's
hard for us to relate to each other and just our day-to-day, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's nice to, like, know, like, okay, you're going to work or you're going to be at work. I know where that is. Like, I know where that building is. I know where I am in relationship to it. Like, you know, you're talking about, you know, conversations with friends or with coworkers or whoever. It's like, now I know those people too.
Right.
Like, I can imagine those conversations.
And like
so
the type of interaction and what what the nature of those relationships.
It makes it easier
like.
For me to engage in what you're saying and the kind of stories you're telling me throughout the day, because I have a point of reference. I'm not just, you know, making up voices and faces and just like trying to imagine like, you know, what the hallway would look like or anything like that. You know, I can kind of see those things a little bit better, and it makes it so that our conversations are a little bit richer, you know, so that I'm not zoning out as much, because I have a habit of doing that sometimes. Zone out. I try to be a good listener, but sometimes my listening ears turn off. Especially if I'm like not able to follow it. So I don't know if that's exactly what you were trying to say, but
that's definitely a challenge. Part of it too. Yeah. That's part of like everything I was saying. And I just love when you use my teacher lingo.
Listening ears.
You really use your listening ears. Thank you.
Thank you for for saying that. Miss Rayanne.
Okay, so
yeah.
Then we didn't see each other again until 4th of July. So short, like a month and some change.
Yeah, and you wanted to make sure that that time in between. Well, why don't you tell it?
It's so funny because like we've been talking about this episode and like this part of the story a little bit, and you keep mentioning this. and I keep forgetting about it, like about how big of a deal it was to me. So I'm still in the same like mindset of like, we need to make sure we're doing everything perfectly. We need to make sure like God is at the center of this. We can't mess up. Like, still like a little fear-based in my mindset, even though at the time I didn't see it that way. Now, like, looking back, I can see that it's just like rooted in this fear. So I was scared that we were going to fall into like sexual sin, or that we would get too attached too quickly. Like, the same fears that I had before we dated, now like this moment that we were going to spend together physically for our first time as a couple was just like hurling towards me like 100 miles an hour, and I was freaking out. So I was like, we need to fast from each other. Yeah. We need to go on a Daniel fast, and we need to limit the amount of time we're talking the whole first month we're dating, and we need to X, Y, and Z, da, 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 da.
You like, wanted to fast from me completely. You wanted to take like days off. Like, we should just not talk. I think the only
like the
reason.
Opposite of what a relationship needs to be. Like, you need to be connecting with each other.
You still were very afraid, and and I get why. Because a lot of fears can disguise themselves as striving towards holiness, you know?
That's. Okay.
You had a fear of the Lord, right? You had a fear.
Yeah. I love him.
There is a healthy fear that comes, obviously, like the fear of the Lord, that reverence, that respect, that, you know, because he is a father, that desire to please him and to do his will, you know, like that is a healthy fear of the Lord, especially because, you know, there's consequences. Like, there are consequences for sin, straight up. But you were reaching an unhealthy level of fear where it was not just reverence and respect for his law. It was like you walking on eggshells, like feeling like any wrong turn you made would you wreck your life forever. Like, there was no
my salvation.
Right. There was no grace in your mindset. Yeah. So
I had been at that point with the Lord this whole time, like this whole story we're telling. And like before we started this story, I had been in that place with the Lord. He's been taking me out of that place this whole time. He still is in some areas. And grace is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Grace isn't an excuse. Grace doesn't mean take advantage of the Lord, but grace is beautiful and rest is beautiful. And the truth of who Jesus is and what that means for us as God's children is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't there yet. I just was still pretty young in the faith, and it reflected in how I handled our relationship. I also just wanted to just do things so right, because every relationship I'd been in just went so wrong or just wasn't right in general, even if it didn't go like super poorly. And I wanted this one to go right. I wanted to control it because I'm scared of the things I can't control a lot of the time. And God's also helping me let go of that too. So I'm still very much in that at this time.
There was also something you said multiple times to me, or implied through that. And honestly, for the next like year, almost up until like the moment we got married, it was like just your fear, and we kind of talked about this already, but that your fear of like what I could do to hurt you, you know, like,
oh yeah, terrifying,
you know, you wanted this to be right for God, right, to you know, live as unto him and for our relationship to glorify him, which is a worthy goal, but you were also just trying to, I think, keep me a little bit at arm's length, you know, and like keep testing me a little bit, you know, like to see how I would respond to all these different things. Like, what if we just fasted from each other for 21 days? Like,
what are you going to do?
Could you do
that? Are you going to cheat on me?
Yeah. Like, I'm just,
oh my gosh,
and
I'm
just
sorry.
Like, I don't really want to.
Like, I
want
to talk to you. Yeah, like this you're my girlfriend now. I can't talk to you.
Yeah, this just doesn't work. You know.
Yeah, like, it didn't work.
What's the point of that?
It didn't work.
It didn't work. And you were the one who cracked. most of the
time. Oh my gosh, I cracked immediately. I was like, oh, he's not texting me. He's listening to what I said. Why isn't he calling me? Why doesn't he want to call me? Da da da.
Did you like want me to chase you and be
probably,
like,
yes, no, that is probably what that was.
No,
it's still it's very toxic. Yes, that's what I wanted. I like wanted to give you reason to chase after me and to prove whatever.
But you were giving me.
But I was
reasons.
Being so strict.
You were giving me reasons to be like, no, don't contact me because this is for God. Okay, you're not just you're
such
not just
a
offending
cop
me.
Out. It wasn't. It wasn't because he. It's so funny looking back. Cause I'm like, what was I thinking? Oh, Ryan. I'm so glad to be at the place I'm at now.
Yeah.
In healing, which we're going to get into. So,
right.
It didn't work. I cracked. And I felt like there was a couple things I wrote on this one sticky note one night after like we just decided, let's just be done. And the main point that I felt on my heart from the Lord was that if we're going to do something like that for him, like learn how to do it together. Learn how to fast together. Learn how to be in reverence towards him together as a team, as a unit. Like, because now is your practice time, right? Basically, like dating is practice for marriage. Like, if you're really seriously trying to be with somebody and you want to honor the Lord, honor him together as a team.
Yeah.
So, pretty much the opposite of what I was trying to do. I was like, I need to do it on my own because I trust how I can love the Lord and I don't want to slip because, you know, I just didn't understand our roles either. I think at that time, I didn't understand that you should be leading something like that. Like, I can put a bug in your ear, but when you make the decision, ultimately that's like when we move forward with that and I'm called to follow and submit. And I just didn't understand those biblical roles at that time either. I'm very naturally like a leader, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay. You can have two leaders in a marriage.
Right.
But when it comes to the order of things, there was an order that is there that at the time I didn't know was there.
Right.
So I think that's part of it too.
Yeah. I mean, also with that, I'm also kind of a... like I'm pretty malleable, you know, like that's sort of my character. So I'm sort of just like, oh, sounds good. You know, like, yeah, we can do whatever you want to do. That sounds good to me. You know, I don't always take charge. So submission doesn't mean that you like never, you know, have an idea or take charge or like suggest something. Yeah, it just means that we're doing it together. And that's how I think that I can best love you as well, is to make sure that you are cared for and that your opinion is always heard and strongly considered along with whatever I am thinking about doing. And that's how compromise works. So,
yeah,
because compromise is important. But we were new to all that stuff. So
yeah, we'd never been trying to have a relationship like this before. Like, we'd both been in serious relationships where you're like, I could marry this person, but this was more serious. This was like, no, I'm not just fantasizing, I'm not just thinking about like what I naturally want in a relationship. Like, this is intentional,
right?
And like, we knew what the intention was when we decided to make that commitment.
And having an actual godly relationship is different, because all the relationships that I had had previously in middle school or high school, and I had like one or two relationships after high school, those were not very, well, they definitely weren't pure. And, you know, like, we didn't go to church together or anything like that. Like, most of the people that I had dated weren't believers.
Same.
So that obviously makes a big difference. And part of that is because I wasn't chasing God very hard in those seasons either, if at all. So yeah, it made a huge difference. Like, that's a big change, a big you know, a big adjustment from like trying to kind of unlearn some of the things that you learned before and apply biblical principles and ask God for wisdom and Yeah, there's not like a formula to it either. You know, we can apply those biblical principles, but also like everybody is a little bit different, and there are like certain things, certain compromises that we could reach that maybe other couples couldn't reach, or they need to set the line here instead of there. You know what I mean? Then those can both mm-hmm. be within God's will.
Yeah, because all people are different, and he has specific things for his specific children that they mm-hmm. need to follow. It's the same as different convictions for different people.
And we're going to talk about that a lot more, those kinds of topics a lot more in our new podcast, In Bed by 10. So
yeah,
those kinds of topics come up in our household all the time. But so we did finally... You came to meet me in Georgia for the 4th of July, which was fun.
Landed in Savannah. I loved it. It was so Savannah's cute. Awesome. I love Savannah. Mm-hmm. I want to go back. We're going to whenever, mm-hmm. Lord willing.
Really cool city. So if you can make it out to Savannah, do it.
Yeah, so I was a little giddy. Had all my outfits planned out. I'm still upset with the dress I chose for that day, but it's fine. Think about it sometimes when I look at the pictures.
I think you looked really cute.
Thanks. I mean, yeah, but I don't know. Wasn't hitting my standard. Anyway, yeah, so I'm a little giddy. Like, wondering what's going to happen, how it's going to go. It's our first. I mean, I was going to your hometown, or not hometown, but where you had lived, where your home was, but it still felt like a little vacation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the fun part about. Long distance. Yeah. So, but I still was like, this is weird. Like, I'm scared. I'm nervous. I hope he's not crazy. Like, I hope this goes okay.
Mm-hmm. You didn't want me to bring you around my friends.
Like, I didn't?
No, we didn't see any of my friends.
We saw some of them from your group on the
floor. Oh, yeah, yeah. Those weren't my, like, good friends, though.
Oh.
Like, my actual friends were at the bar.
I think that's why. Yeah. That's a big reason why, though. I didn't want to. I didn't want to go out and, like, get a little too tipsy or drunk on accident. Because I was still trying to understand where I needed to be in terms of substances. So I just, that was the main reason why. Yeah. I didn't even remember like the friend part. I just knew. Now I'm thinking back, it's because of where they were.
That's true.
So.
That is true.
Otherwise I would have. Now we would be able to do that, and I'd feel fine about it. But at the time, that just wasn't right for me. Because I know how I can get if I drink too much, and I don't get to that point anymore. Because now I have understood that self-control, and I've given up. Substances in certain seasons to get to the point where I'm at now and understood what drinking looks like biblically even, and brought it to the Lord over and over again. And at that point I wasn't there, and I just didn't want you to see how I can get if I'm drinking too much. It just
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just, it made me nervous. We ended up having the Josh wine.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
got a wine named after yourself.
Yeah, yeah, my wine.
But but we didn't even finish it, and we'll tell that story in a second.
Yeah. Alcohol has been a point of contention for us. There's been some struggles
yes.
with alcohol personally and together.
Mm-hmm.
And like some different views on what it is and what its purpose is. And
I think now we are at a point where we both understand each other, and for the most part, like, we agree, but going into it, we were very different.
Yeah. And we were still, like, coming out of seasons where, you know, like,
yeah.
I specifically would be getting blackout drunk, like, I don't know, once a month at least, and that, you know, for certain seasons, it was a lot more than that. It was just definitely multiple nights in a month where like I just wouldn't fully remember it, you know, not that I like, you know, it was just not good. I was definitely addicted to it. So I didn't need, well, maybe not addicted, but I liked it a lot. I wanted to do it. I wanted to be drunk. So I wasn't
yeah.
using it correctly. Another thing that we'll talk more about, on our new
yeah.
podcast.
This is just an episode of little previews.
Yeah, this is a, yeah. Sneak peeks. Get ready.
Well, because that's what dating before you get married feels like. It feels like, here's a little taste of what this is actually going to be like in a covenant marriage. So we did fall into sexual sin very quickly.
Straight up.
And I think the long distance also has a big part in that because, you know, you're spending all this time apart. There's no time in each other's face, no time sitting across the table from each other on a date, no time holding hands, no time looking at each other. So, like, when I look at you, you look good. Yeah. Like, you know, it was a little too much, especially after all, like, the emotions that are flying so high over the course of the past year, like, leading up to that. It was just... Mm-hmm. We set ourselves up. We really did.
Recently, we were talking about how intimate time, you know, doesn't just mean sex. Although if you're married, you should be having sex as long as that's possible.
As long as it's safe and whatever.
But there are other things that are intimate time, which is just like, you know, cuddle time on the couch watching TV or a movie or whatever, you know, holding hands, just enjoying a nice long hug, you know?
Yeah.
Kissing, obviously. Like, all of those types of things are also, like, scratch that same, like, need for intimacy. So the fact that, all those things, like, all those desires were just built up over a month. And honestly, longer than that for me. Like, I had definitely been lusting over you for a lot longer than that. Ooh. You know,
it's okay, let's be real.
Yeah,
let's say it like it is.
No, it was, I mean, I was desiring you, and part of that was a godly desire, you know, to like be with you, but it was also lust.
Yeah,
because I thought that you were really attractive. Still do.
Thanks.
Yeah, so there was a struggle once we got in the same room, because you're right, like, we couldn't release even just a little bit of that energy, just like a little bit of that desire, just by the kinds of physical touches that would have been appropriate for that point in our relationship.
Which also, we'll talk about this again, probably still need to have boundaries, because you can start crossing a line
super easy
with some of those things too. Mm-hmm. It's just such a fine line, such a slippery slope, and it just pulled the rug out from underneath us.
Honestly, I'll take...
And we chose to do it, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, like, oh, this sin just knocked me over and I fell into it. Oh, like, no, that's not how it works.
Whoops.
Like, we were sinful and we made that decision and it wasn't okay.
Right.
And so much so to the point of, like, oh my gosh, just broke my heart. I was like, Jesus. Like, I just broke down. It was so painful to know, like, what had just taken place. Especially because we had tried so hard to be intentional, and because I cared about you so much, I cared about the Lord so much, I'd been through so much. It was, it didn't feel good. It did not feel good after a certain point. It was like, oh, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, it just turns it so sour. Like, it's the opposite of what sex is supposed to be.
Right.
When you're in that, especially with the Holy Spirit.
And I definitely... will take credit as the one who was less sensitive to that and was kind of pushing you to do things that we shouldn't have done, because I was just desiring you very strongly, and I was not, honestly, a lot of the time I wasn't even trying to
fight
that temptation, you know, like I was kind of looking for an opportunity to, like, get you to the point where I knew you wouldn't be able to resist it either, and that was not good of me, so I'll, you know, that was on me. For most of our relationship, I just didn't, you know,
you didn't want to.
I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to be pure, plain and simple. I wanted to have sex, so that's what we did. And yeah, it felt good in the moment, obviously, but then afterwards there was that guilt and we were kind of talking about it. I do remember that, like, still even at that point, I was kind of feigning guilt a little bit, you know, like there was, I felt guilty because you felt guilty and I felt bad about that. And I didn't,
like, so I'm like crying, like freaking out.
And I'm just like, ugh, you know, this isn't good. So, but, you know, God did soften my heart towards that night and then through, you know,
the course the
rest
of
my relationship as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, because after that night, you like went and like hid in the car or something, and or like we somehow ended up in the car talking and praying. And
I was like, wait, what? Okay, I remember now. We were sitting in the car.
I don't know why. I think you ran out there, and I followed you. Or yeah, because I wouldn't have done that. We also did have a bottle of wine that night. We didn't finish the bottle, but that's what you mentioned earlier. That kind of led to the.
It did.
You know, it was an excuse to kind
I'm
of
just rolling
let
my
go
eyes
of
at myself.
Inhibitions a little
we
bit.
We weren't
like,
even drunk. Like, it's just, it was such
God,
an
I'm
excuse.
I'm so sorry. I was drunk.
Like,
you know?
No, I
like,
wasn't.
Yeah.
The things that we do sometimes, it just makes me think of the kids that I watch. Like, they'll just make some sorry excuse that's just so silly. And I'm just like, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just trying to, like, convince yourself that it's not your fault. Like, no,
right.
You're in trouble right now. Like, you right. shouldn't have done that,
you
period.
You knew better.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely
did.
So.
Because we had been very pure up to this point, like, individually. And we talked about that.
Yeah.
Like, it was important, you know, and it also was just situational too. Like, we both were just not like in positions to like be with people that way.
That's true.
But still, like, add in that as well. And
but I think we had each been, like, sexually pure anyway for like 2 years before that point. I know mine was about 2 years. I don't know about you.
I get timelines mixed up because I did a lot of drugs and drank, and I don't know, unfortunately.
It had been a while, though. It wasn't
but
like a recent
thing. But it had been probably
thing.
About that, too.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. I probably remembered more at that time when we talked about it. Now I definitely, I don't even know.
Yeah. Blocked out of your memory. But
kind
of. But God did turn that night around, and thankfully we were able to pray together and not just pray like for each other in the situation, but to pray over the whole house, which was my sister's house. We, you know, we prayed over the house. We went through each room and
yeah,
just,
Nicole,
like,
we went
praying.
In your room.
Yeah, sorry, sorry, we did go in your room, and we're just
touching
praying,
every wall,
you know?
Touching every door, praying. Yeah. In the spirit, praying in our understanding, coming together and praying, separating, dumping out the wine, cleaning out all the cigarette butts. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was the same energy that we had the night before our baptism.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is it. This is how we move together as a team. Like, the Lord just kept showing me, like, hey, yep, you messed up. Guess what? I'm still here. I'm still in this. I'm still inside of each of you, and I'm going to move you, and you guys are going to be led by me, and let me show you what that looks like. I was like, praise God. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we saw fireworks. We did stuff together, hung out, prayed. Then we had to say goodbye again.
Yeah.
Because it was only a 3-day weekend, and that's all we had.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Like, you got in one day, we had one full day, and then you had to leave, like, something like that. It was,
yeah.
So you had to go back to work. So, yeah, that was unfortunate, of course, for you to leave again. And then that was then the longer stretch of us not seeing each other while we were dating.
horrible.
Yeah, bad.
It was so bad.
Not good. We didn't end up, it wasn't until October, I don't think.
That's correct.
We saw mm-hmm. each other again when we went to my brother's wedding reception.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really fun. But yeah. That was a really tough season because, again, all the same things that we had been talking about, the challenges that come along with long distance, especially now that we had kind of like opened that door.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that made it so much harder for me.
Right.
That did not help the trust issues at all. I was going crazy. It was so hard. Mm. Oh my gosh. Even thinking back to that, I'm like, ugh. Like, it makes my skin crawl. Like, it just...
Yeah, I mean, it was
very difficult.
It's valid too, because I think you were saying some things like, you know, if you were willing to like do that with me, like what's stopping you from doing that? Like, it's wrong either way. Like, you know,
right? You're still not married,
right?
Like, it doesn't matter that I'm your girlfriend. Like, you still shouldn't have. Like, I'm not your wife,
right?
You know, so that was my mindset. That was my mindset. I didn't have it on the opposite side towards me, but I just...
Well, I trusted you. I was pretty sure that you weren't going to go and mess around.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just thought you were trustworthy. I thought that you were, you know,
yeah,
a good Christian lady, you know, that you were just going to do what you needed to do. Stay pure. Keep it in your pants, so to speak. So I wasn't too worried about that, but I understand why you were worried about me, especially considering the whole debacle with, you know, that other girl that had happened just previously to us getting baptized.
Mm-hmm.
There was still a lot of mistrust there, which was honestly, it was fair. It wasn't all the way fair. But
there were some things that I got upset about that weren't fair, but I just was still in the process of forgiving you. It's not as easy as, yes, we can still talk. I still want to be with you. And everything's good. Like, there's still lingering bitterness sometimes after, like, taking the steps in forgiveness. Like, there's more than one step. There's more prayer that goes into it. There's more conversations that go into it. There's more processing that happens. And I think that was just what was happening. I was still in the process.
Yeah. Which is okay. I mean, we were both still, again, learning how to be together, to grow together, to have a godly relationship. And it's tough. It's not easy, especially if you've been in the world. So, you know, we were still pretty worldly. A lot of that was taking a while to wear off, you know, like, and again, and we kind of mentioned this before, but like when Jesus saves you, when you put your trust in Jesus, you're immediately justified. Like that moment.
Hallelujah.
No matter
what, you are.
You are sealed. You're going to be with Jesus forever. But it takes a while to actually be sanctified, to get to know him. You know, you don't just suddenly start living a holy life. Like, the Bible doesn't just like suddenly absorb into you.
You have to be disciplined in reading it and seeking him out and asking him, like, what's right?
Because the Holy Spirit,
and listening to him talking to you too. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit inside of you, you know, telling you what to do, being, you know, giving you a holy conscience. It still doesn't force you to do, like, we're not puppets.
He doesn't control us, even though he's in control.
He doesn't take control. That's what I like to say. He's in control, but he doesn't take control. Like, he doesn't take control of your life and then, you know, parade you around and, you know, like a puppet. He could, I guess. I mean, he's God. But, you know,
maybe in some situations he does.
Yeah, you know, I think there are moments.
Divinely align things, but he still is like, it's on you. You read that verse. You know what to do in this situation. I already told you. You read it 3 times.
True.
What are you going to do?
And I'm going to remind you about it. I'm going to remind you that you read it through the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you that thought of like, ooh, you know, just that pause, mm-hmm. like, should I do that? Mm-hmm. But you can override that. You can still, you know.
Choose to sin.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
And be, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think that was something we became very aware of the areas that were sore spots for us individually, you know. Mm. This was a way that I came to understand that Joshua was my husband, was the way that I saw myself in how our relationship went. I was like, ooh, I got to bring that to the Lord. Mm. Ooh.
We were
that's an area that needs a little more healing. And the grace that you brought in those moments was also confirmation. Like, oh, wow, I'm being a little crazy right now. I feel crazy. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I'm freaking out. I'm very triggered in my trauma background. And it's coming to the surface. It's bubbling up like a tea kettle. And I'm losing it. And he was so patient and kind and considerate, and you just helped me get through that, and I was able to heal on a deeper level in a way that I hadn't been able to in other relationships. I mean, I don't think this will circle around to my exes, but if any of them are watching, they probably know, you know, what I might be referring to. You know what I'm referring to. I get, you know, in those moments, and praise God that I'm not even at that point anymore. But there's definitely things that came up that were my toxic tendencies or areas of hurt and pain that you were just so kind during, and you helped lead me to the Lord in those moments with love.
Yeah, I'm glad that I could be someone to, you know, walk through those kind of valleys with you. That was, you know, a way that I could also, I don't know, just like, I felt like it was part of my calling. It was part of my, like, my duty, my divine appointment, you know, to just love you through that, you know, the way that no one else had or would, right, or could. I felt like, yeah, that was confirmation for me as well. Like, I felt like everything that you brought up, that you were like, and this, and this, and this, like, still don't think that I'm, you know, too messed up. Still don't think I'm too broken. Like, there was, it was, all just like, no, you know, put it on me. Come on. You know, whatever you got. I can handle it.
It's just such a beautiful picture of Jesus.
Yeah. And it was, you know, kind of fun for me in a way. Not fun, like,
wait,
that,
what?
But like,
well, it was fun. To,
but to, you know, just to help you and to see you growing as well. And like, the way
you got
that
a better
also,
word than fun.
You're right. It was satisfying. How about that? Mm-hmm. You know, like,
fulfilling.
Fulfilling. Yes, that's a better word. It felt like I was doing what I was supposed to be doing, you know? So, yeah. And you helped me too, because I have kind of been more of an inward, you know, thinking and, you know, looking person, that I wasn't very vulnerable with
what's
partners
going on
or
in
other
mind.
People. Yeah. Like, I would share my thoughts, obviously, but I was very discreet about the thoughts that I would share. So, and you really encouraged me to be more open and more vulnerable, not only with you, but first and foremost with God, because I had never really, you know, despite kind of growing up in church and all of that, like, I had always seen God and kind of used God as just a, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe what I'm trying to say. Like, I still wasn't giving God everything. You know what I mean? Like, I was saying to God the things that I thought he wanted me to say. You know what I mean? Like, in prayer or in worship, you know, like, I wasn't being raw and real and honest. And I was kind of making, like, the excuse in my head if I was, like, somebody was to tell me, like, if you were to tell me, like, why aren't you just real and raw and honest with God? I'd probably say something like, well, I mean, he already knows anyway, so, but.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, he does, but part of knowing, it, like, knowing goes both ways. Like, for, I know you better because you've shared things with me. And you also know me better because you've shared things with me, because you've seen my response.
Yes.
You
know? Oh, yes.
So part of knowing is
where you're going.
Sharing, mm-hmm. is being vulnerable. Like, you think that just because you share some, like, sharing something with God isn't helping God get to know you better, but it's helping you get to know God better. Mm. And so, yes. that you know each other, it deepens the relationship. So, but I didn't know that. These are kind of revelations that are more recent. So, because God is continuously showing us more things. So it's interesting to look back and just realize how, I don't know, just how wrong I was about a lot of things, you know?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Can't always be right.
Right.
We're not God.
Well, I kind of want to tell, like, this last story, and then maybe we can wrap it up, and we'll just have to save everything else pre-marriage for our podcast. I mean, we could record another episode of this, but I don't.
I mean, we can just say them as, like, points. Let's tell the story and then say, okay. like, the things that we did, and
then we'll go into detail later on.
Yeah, as they come up.
I don't know what story you're
gonna tell. So,
well, I was just gonna say we were apart for a few months, like 3 months probably. And then we finally saw each other again in Virginia this time. So she got to meet my
family.
The rest
of the family.
Yeah.
Yep.
My
dad so
and
nervous.
Mom and
I was so
other
nervous.
Sister. And yeah,
it was fun.
It was fun. You were really nervous. That was funny. Because... I was just like, yeah, my family. I think I kind of did it to you a little bit. Because I was like, oh, my family's going to love you. Like, they're going to think you're awesome. Just, like, be careful of this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
it's
I was
so
doing,
much pressure.
I was doing a little bit too much. Probably, like, trying to tell you, like, too much about all of them before you actually met them. And it was, like, making you overthink it. I shouldn't have done that. Especially in hindsight, looking at how everything went. Like, yeah.
It was totally fine.
You didn't need to know. Everything that I was telling you. So, but yeah, so you met them. They loved you, of course. And then we were just like, at that point, we were just fed up with being long distance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just like, how it came up, I'm not exactly sure. We were just like, you know, like, is it possible for me to move out there to Wisconsin? Like, if it is, I'll do it, you know? And you were like, you will? Really? And I was like, yeah, I definitely will. And so then we started looking for places. Like, as we were driving you, or, well, both of us, because I was going back to Georgia, as we were driving back to the airport, we were looking at places. We were trying to look at, like, apartments and stuff, mm-hmm. online. And I think we did see the one that you ended up being like, this is, you know, if you're gonna come out here, like, this is one that we can afford.
And not to move in together,
but
for him to move into, with the intention of us moving into it together after getting married.
Correct. And that's a good formula. Watch Mark Garsomke's video. He's been doing the XY Be a Man series. If you're a man, you should be watching that. But his most recent episode talking about leaving and cleaving, he mentioned that as a great option so that, you know, once you are married, you have a place to live. Like,
mm-hmm.
Don't live together before you're married, but get the place before you're married so that you have it when you are married.
Yeah, that takes off some stress.
So good strategy. And shout out to Pastor Mark.
P-Mark.
So, yeah. We got that. You like, it literally took, like, that day. You called somebody.
Yeah, well, I had gone to see the place. I can't remember now if it was before or right after. Like, I went to see it and showed you video. Oh, I went to see it before because
yeah,
I remember I showed you the video.
That's right.
While we were in Virginia. And I was like, here's the place. Here's the other place. So then, after our very tearful goodbye, after eating some Chick-fil-A in the airport, we filled out the applications, and then we got approved in like an hour.
Yeah.
Like I landed from the flight and got an approval message in my email,
uh-huh.
Like right after like we submitted the application.
Because I landed at about the same time, and as I was walking out of the airport, we were on the phone, and you were saying, like, we got approved. And I was like,
and I'd never gotten approved,
like,
on my own as an adult for an apartment before, because I always needed like a co-signer or multiple roommates. Like, that had never happened to me. It felt so good. I was like, I'm a grown up.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That was a big milestone. That was a big step. Mm-hmm. And we needed, you know, graciously, you were paying for it as well, because I wouldn't have been able to pay for the whole rent and all of my other like utilities and groceries and everything by myself. So you were also pitching in, like we were both paying for it.
I was investing
even
in
though,
my future.
Yes. Yeah, even though you weren't living there. But that was great. So that's what allowed me to come, and I showed up like a week later, if it was even that.
I think it was a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're right. Because it was the beginning of the end of October, beginning of November is when I moved out. And brought my cat with me, and that was a disaster.
He was so mad.
He threw
oh my
up
gosh,
everywhere
poor baby.
On the plane. It was bad. He hated the plane. It was the worst thing ever.
Never taking him on a plane again.
Yeah, no. He's going to stay firmly on the ground. He doesn't even like the car. The plane was just like a nightmare for him.
Poor baby.
But yeah, he was out there with me. We tried to get some stuff into that apartment. It was so empty.
it was just a big space. It had high ceilings.
Weird.
It was a weird layout. It's in
an
old historic building here. So it was just really weird, but it was ours.
Weird. It was ours.
It was your home for the next however many months.
We needed a place like that, like, you know, every new couple needs like the first apartment that you can be like, remember our first apartment? That was something.
That was that apartment.
Can you believe we lived there?
When
the,
I first saw
the heat,
though,
like,
it
sometimes
so
didn't
cute.
Work. You know, like, it was, you couldn't control the heat with a thermostat. It was like furnace heat
because it was
so
included. This was the budget plan.
Yeah. So then I was cold a lot, and there was no air conditioning. So during
the
summer,
it was
summer,
so hot
was
when we moved in together.
Hot.
After we got
super
married,
super hot. No, you know what? I'm just gonna say it. So there was this one particular night where it was so hot. We tried to have the windows open, but that wasn't helping because it was hot outside.
Did nothing.
The air wasn't moving through at all. Because
even
there just
the
weren't enough windows. We had two fans blowing on us from each side, and we went and got this this thing from Home Depot, which is just like a little cube that was supposed to be like a little mini AC like unit. You put water in it, and then it just like blows the cold damp air out at you. Did not work at all. I mean, it worked
a little bit,
but like
that's for like sitting at your desk or something.
It did not change the temperature of
the
room.
The night.
No, it didn't. It didn't move the needle one iota.
Yeah, we took
like,
a damp washcloth and like dabbed it on our skin so that the air would blow on the water on our skin.
This is after we were married. This is just like,
but the same apartment that we had just gotten approved for that we were talking about.
No blanket on, nothing. Like just dabbing ourselves with water, like all over chest and whole body, just like trying to cool down at all. It was awful. Anyway.
So that was that apartment.
Fond memories, you know.
Moved in.
And then, I was just going to run through the other things. We had.
So this is end of October.
Yes. We had, questions about drinking still and how we were going to go about doing that.
Like arguing about it.
Yeah.
Like it was very hard.
Some bad.
At that point.
Disagreements. Trying to figure out when we were going to get married because we wanted to get married.
ASAP.
And I asked your parents like a month after. I wanted to ask them like immediately. Like
I'm here to marry your daughter. I'm here,
like, can we do
what
it
do you think?
Before the end of the year? Like, that's literally what.
That was what I.
That was
what we
like
thought.
Our original plan, which was really dumb.
In the moment, it felt right, but it was not.
I mean, it would have been okay, but. It just wasn't right. Well, we just wanted to move in together. That's what we really wanted, and we wanted to
keep having sex.
Yeah, that's really what it was, because that was the other problem. Is of course now that we were living together, you know, or not living together, but living in the same city, there's more temptation because she was just able to come over all the time, and we had sex more than a few times.
I cried like almost
every time.
It was a horrible cycle. It was not fun for either one of us,
which is not like, you know,
like
that's
why
not,
would I don't like why would you want that?
No,
you know?
It's not the emotion that I want to like see from you after we're having sex. It kind of, you know, doesn't make me feel good anymore. Like, wow, I made her cry.
Wow, I broke her heart.
Yeah, that's great. So glad that was worth it. But
yeah, so that was a struggle. There was some other things that were kind of just learning curves. We had a lot of fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun hanging out and going to do things together.
Mm-hmm. Me getting to know your family better,
hanging out
too, hanging out with them a lot.
Spent Christmas together, New Year's.
Yep.
Just a lot of fun and really good things. Got engaged in January.
Mm-hmm.
Started pre-marriage classes. I went to therapy, and it was great. She was my favorite therapist I've ever had. Shout out to her. My fifth therapist, I will say. Sometimes you need to try new therapists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an advocate for Jesus and therapy. Shout out
therapy.
The Perrys.
Yes.
Check out their YouTube channel. You probably already know who they are, Jackie Hill Perry and Preston Perry. I don't know where the hill comes from. Shout out them.
That's probably her.
Jesus and therapy. That's one of their merch lines. Anyway, I went to therapy. I did a very intense 20-week healing program called Living Waters. That was amazing. We didn't set the date until I knew that was going to be over. So we set the date like the Tuesday it ended. We got married like the Sunday after that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're doing pre-marriage classes, therapy, going to church together.
Mm-hmm.
In that program, spending more time together. And then we actually were pure for the last two and a half to three months. Before we got married.
Yeah, I'd say it was probably about two months.
I'm like trying to stretch it out. It was like two months.
To make it sound a little bit better.
We were trying the whole time and failing until finally we were just like,
Lord,
please.
Well, honestly,
help us.
That was kind of me, like, you know, like I said, God was softening my heart towards that and giving me the desire to be pure. Actually, did, of course, help. That it made you so upset, so that that did help, you know, encourage me to also want to be pure. But yeah, so we did eventually do that, and I think God definitely honored that for the times, you know, the couple months before we actually got married. And then we did, and we had the best wedding ever.
It was great.
It was the best wedding ever. Sorry, everybody else. You guys had great weddings, I'm sure, but ours was the best. It wasn't the biggest. It was outside. Just
in a
family,
park,
family
by
and
the
friends,
river.
You know, not very many people. We had like, what, 65, 70 people, something like that? Not a lot.
It was like 75, maybe.
Okay, yeah. So not a lot of people, just like very close, intimate, outside. We wore Chucks, Chuck Taylors.
We did.
Yeah, it was
awesome. Very Twilight inspired, I will say.
Yes.
Even though those, yeah, anyway.
And it was beautiful. And we danced. And
yes, you danced. You danced. I'd never seen him dance before. I didn't even think he was going to, and he got lit.
I was going to either.
He was doing a little jig. I don't even know what you're doing, but it was
lit.
Yeah,
I was getting into it.
He was.
Know?
He was hitting the step. Mm-hmm. Have some footwork. I was like, okay, that's my husband. Period. Like,
it doesn't come out very much. I didn't know I had it in me. Yeah, it's just like the best day ever, you know, just smiling like the whole day.
Yeah, we got married the day after our 1 year dating anniversary. So mm-hmm. Our dating anniversary is May 28th. We got married May 29th. It was very rapid fire. My mom was on it with the wedding planning.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't have done it without mm-hmm. her and my dad. And all of our family friends that
and
helped
Nadia.
Like get stuff together.
Shout out
Nadia, and Tyler and Emily.
Yeah,
we just literally could
through.
Not have done it without the community that we are still now immersed in. That is like a second family to me. That really just is a family to
yeah.
me, and it was crazy. It was fast. It was beautiful. That's not what everyone's story is going to look like or what their stories already look like, but that's our story, and I wouldn't change any of it.
No.
None of the mistakes, none of the arguments, none of the tears. I wouldn't suck them back in my eyeballs for anything. I love it. I love the way that God showed me himself through our whole relationship up until now, and I'm excited to talk about other things that, you know, he's talked to us about and revealed to us and that we've discovered together since that day,
yeah.
since getting married. But that's for the next podcast.
Yeah.
So
check
it out.
Definitely. And we will be talking more about, yeah, just marriage, dating, family, you know, what we know about kids, you know, just whatever God is putting on our hearts, the kinds of conversations that happen in our household all the time. We talk about the same things kind of a lot. Yeah, some topics yeah. that are kind of more hard hitting. You know, it's also gonna be funny because I'm funny. So
I'm funny, actually.
That was funny. So it'll be a comedy podcast too, kind of also a little bit when we feel like it. Just when it comes naturally. So be on the lookout for that. If you guys have made it this far in the video, wow, thank you so much.
Shout out
like,
to you.
Please like if you haven't already. If you made it this far, like you obviously liked the video, so you should just click the like button and
yeah.
show us that you like it.
Share it with people who you
yeah.
think would like it.
Yeah, you know, the whole, you know, let them know, like there's a whole playlist of videos. This is now 7 videos telling our story from
wow,
beginning
how divine.
To,
what a great number to end on.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't
right.
even think about that till just now.
Wow.
It's complete.
That's
it
a
is,
good one.
It is finished.
Yep, no more episodes here. Sorry, guys. But yeah, no, this was really, really fun helping to bring us out of our comfort zone. And mm-hmm. to God be the glory for all of it.
Yes.
Because it's awesome. Shout out again, Pastor Mark. And the kind of content that we'll be creating together as well.
Mm-hmm.
Watch his videos as well on
yeah,
this same channel. If you subscribe to Media Unlimited and ring the notification bell, you'll be able to see whenever we post any video or short content. So yeah, more to come, I suppose. If you guys are on our audio platforms, we also thank you so much there. Again, please rate, review, like, subscribe, do whatever.
Share.
Yeah, share it. whatever you're able to do, just click all the buttons except for the bad ones. And
yeah.
That's about it for us, I guess.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Sorry for the long video, guys, but thanks so much for watching.
Thanks for waiting a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that too. I guess we just kind of brushed over that. Just pretended like we didn't
make you guys
miss
wait
a whole week.
This whole time.
Yeah. So yeah, sorry about that. But
it's summer. We were doing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. We're busy. But no, we will be doing more weekly content. So thank you so much, everybody. We love you very much. And we will see you next time.
Have a blessed day.
Peace.